Waking Up Next to You, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, yes, get up and get moving, good people of Australia. Jump on board, of course. Welcome to Saturday. Here we bloody go again, Jim. We are Jimmy Nath. We are live with you around the country every Saturday, every Sunday morning, guys.
And, look, you know, we love getting involved in the socials. We've you know, a lot more people following us. At Jimmy and Nath, at The Jimmy and Nath Show. Yeah, we got two Instagrams, whatever.
Double, mate. We're a two-car family, whatever.
We're all getting our teeth whopped. What's that when you get them replaced? What's that called, Producer Grace?
Implants.
Dentures. Grace has dentures.
Oh, veneers.
Veneers. Oh, that's when you have...
They shave them down to little stumps and put new ones in.
Are they like when you see like a lot of real estate agents have them?
I've seen
them.
Yeah, like really perfect
reality
teeth.
Reality TV.
Reality TV, like really shine. All the Lux listings people have them. They're super shiny teeth.
Can I be honest? I've never seen a... Like, as soon as someone has veneers, I know they're veneers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, is it less impressive because you know?
I just think, like, a good set of clean teeth, I'm like, well done.
Well, not everyone's blessed with naturally good teeth, and it costs a lot of money and a lot of work to make them, and sometimes it's just impossible.
Teeth are expensive, aren't they?
I got a couple of fake teeth.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the veneers don't look, you know, I can't really tell that that's fake.
See? When you're not that good.
Tap it on the mic. Tap it on. Let's see if we get... Tap a real one and then tap a fake one, see if we can hear
real
the difference.
One?
I'm going to shut my eyes. Don't tell us which one the real one is. Just tap one. Tap another.
Oh, you can tell.
Second one was fake.
Second one was fake.
Wow. So they didn't completely nail it, did they?
Well, no one's asking me to tap teeth except for you two.
The dentist is there. Excuse me. Just want to check with you. It looks fine, but we're just worried. You don't work for a radio station, possibly Jimmy and Nathan. Not going to make you tap your teeth. Grace is like, I'll never work for them. Right.
5 years later.
Mate, I'm a couple of breaks away from getting your dentist on and talking about what went wrong.
We'll make him guess.
Oh,
we'll tap the teeth.
If you're so good, you can guess.
Yeah, which one's the real one? I don't even know how that happened, but we got to teeth. I was going to say, you know, the socials, teeth whopping.
Yes.
Socials. At Jimmy Nath, we love everyone around Australia following us, getting involved. Might be a little bit of confusion. Some people still don't know. We do Hobart Monday to Friday. We're around Australia Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
We were dressed up as...
Geese.
I'm not really going to explain much more than that.
No. There's not... Look.
No need.
I just want to apologise because we've got one of those stories at the moment where there's so many stories you can't see.
It's
like
a dot.
It's just
less than a dot.
Yeah.
It's like a line.
It is.
It's gone so far into dots it's become a line again.
It goes full circle.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We've re-entered live territory again on the Instagram story. Look, and
we have the veneers of Instagram stories.
But to be fair, I don't think you need to explain it because if you go and watch all those stories, if you've got 3.5 hours, you'll find out what it was.
It speaks for itself.
100% it does. And the socials, go and check them out, guys. If not, if you're like halfway through or something, God, you'll be confused. And I love that.
Can I ask now on 131060, what can't you do? Because here at the Jimmy and A Show, Producer Grace, you'd agree that we're just all about putting a smile on people's faces, making people feel happy.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to try and put a smile on poor Kendall Jenner's face.
Oh, poor old Kendall.
Yeah, because what she can't do is cut a cucumber.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. So we want to make her feel better. So let's everyone, Shen, you guys start thinking of things you can't do. 131060, what can't you do? Let's put a smile on poor Kendall's face. In a recent episode of The Kardashians, which is now on Disney+, Kendall Jenner struggled to cut a cucumber. In the now viral clip that you've both seen.
This was painstaking to watch.
Kendall's in the kitchen wanting to make a snack in front of her mother, Kris Jenner. Kris asks, do you want the chef to make you a snack? And then Kendall says, I'm making it myself. I'm just going to chop up some cucumber. It's pretty easy.
Oh, good on you, Kendall. Hands on.
My favorite, she's trying to look relatable by not having a chef make her a meal. She's like, no, I can do this myself. Okay. I'm one with the people.
She's Kendall Jenner. She's way past relatable now. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to do my best to describe said cutting.
Sure.
Instead of holding the knife with a dominant hand and the cucumber in the other, like we'd all sort of cut, is she a model? It's a model.
Yeah, she's a model.
The model reached her arm over the knife to grip the opposite side of the vegetable and then cut the vegetable inward, directing the slices to fall towards herself. Just a lot going on.
And then she tried to hold the slice while she... that was the worst part.
I was like, Kendall's losing a finger here. This is... God, she's losing an index finger.
It's just someone filming, just going, brilliant. brilliant.
This is so good. We'll get three episodes out of Kendall having to get stitches.
Now, Kendall Jenner has become aware.
She has.
Yes, she has tweeted. Someone else tweeting it. Someone else has tweeted, Kendall Jenner trying to cut a effing cucumber is the most tragic thing I've ever witnessed. So she's quote tweeted it and just written, yeah, tragic.
Oh, Kendall. Should have let the chef do it, mate. Should have let the chef do it.
So, yeah, 13, 10, 60, what can't you do? Is there something that you guys can't do?
I can't whistle.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I try. So
give it a go.
I'm just blowing.
Someone open a window.
Oh, there's a little bit.
There was a little bit in there.
I used to be able to whistle, and then I got braces, and then I just lost the ability.
And then the fake teeth.
Mm. So Kendall used to be able to cut cucumbers.
Maybe. And she lost touch with reality.
And she got a chef, and she just lost her. It's one of those, if you don't use it, you lose it situations.
It's not like riding a bike.
No. It's like a language, isn't it?
Can we start calling when you forget a skill? Ah, that's Kendalling.
You've gone full Kendall. For me, it's a harder skill, but I feel like a lot of people can do it, and I can't. I can't juggle.
Oh, I can't juggle.
Never been able to juggle. But I mean, if you want to go with basic things, I can't do, can't keep time, can't dance, can't sing, can't do any of those.
I can't play guitar.
All right, okay. You know, it's already hard for me to admit all this stuff.
One would have been fine. You went for it, and then Grace just jumped on
and
top.
And then well, here's the thing. I've tried to play guitar.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Pretty bad. Oh, it's horrible.
You still think you can. I know that if you turn the mics off and I got you in a room and put true cerebral lie detector on you, if I asked you, do you think you have musical talent?
I would pass a lie detector.
You would say yes, and they'd be like, he's not lying.
He's not lying. He must be hiding his talents. I look good with a guitar. I look like I should be able to play.
No, you don't hold it comfortably.
Okay, so we did a TikTok, and it was us doing Matchbox 20 songs, and in it, Nace playing the guitar, because I thought that's more funny, because he doesn't know how to hold it.
No. Yeah.
And the comments would agree. They went, this bloke's never held one of them.
Stubby chip a lot of fingers, too.
Listing things you're not good
at? Well, no dexterity.
No, I meant you just don't know how to hold it, mate. Not about playing
it. Also, holding 101, I can't even do.
No.
What if standing next to a guitar? Like,
yeah,
right before I pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
you look great doing that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Rockstar.
Because if you haven't seen Nath, very handsome.
Standing next to a guitar, you look at him and he goes, wow, until he picks it up. And
got a bit of Pete Murray about you.
I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Yeah, that's not for
you. Hey, you're looking at him.
He's right here.
13, 10, 60. What can't you do, guys? It can be the most basic of skill. It can be something complicated. Whatever it is, what can't you do? And also,
maybe you learn something later in life as well. And that's great because we're trying to cheer Kendall up here. You know what I mean? Give her hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Make her feel better.
13, 10, 60 right now, though. What can't you do? This is after Kendall Jenner from The Kardashians. In a recent episode of The Kardashians, which is on Disney Plus now. It's a Disney Plus exclusive.
If it's still going, my partner's watching it. She loves it.
Big fan?
Yeah. I don't get it.
No.
I don't know. I just don't know how they keep pumping out episodes.
There's a lot. Mate, where do you want me to start on the list of shows that why is it still going?
Yeah.
I tell you what's the top of it. Maths for me.
What?
Yeah. In this clip, Kendall tries to cut up a cucumber for a snack and just absolutely no idea. The one hand's over the other one. It's like she's playing a game of Twister with her hands at a cucumber.
It honestly looked like she was going to lose a finger. Oh. It was painstaking to watch.
It honestly looked like a baby deer trying to walk for the first time. So what we've asked is 13, 10, 60, what can't you do? Because I thought, you know, our show's all about positivity. It's about having a laugh, having a good time. So I thought, you know, let's put a smile on Kendall's. Yeah, you know, she's a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
She's probably a bit down in the dumps.
No. Well, that's the thing. I think she's going to podcast the show today, of course, on the listener app.
The time difference,
which she loves. But, yeah, she's always messages and goes, guys, can you make me feel better?
I'm just going to go really quickly first, Nath, because I know you and producer Grace have. Swinging on the swings.
Yeah.
This is something I didn't learn until my mid-20s. I didn't grow up around swing sets, much like Kendall didn't grow up around a kitchen because her chefs.
Her people did it.
Her people. She had people. But you can learn it. And now I can successfully go to a park and I can swing on a swing.
Did you think it was a suspended seat?
No,
Or you need to be pushed?
Yeah, I thought someone pushed you and then the momentum just sort of.
Oh, you didn't know you could self-swing to get it going with your feet. I get you.
So I was, because again, if you think you walk past, you see a lot of adults pushing children. You don't see a lot of, you know, 20, 30, 40-year-olds on swings.
Yeah.
And so I thought at 25, it was too late for me.
You can see adults on swings. It's a different kind of swing, but.
You got one of them at home, don't you, Producer Grace?
I do not.
You get rid of it.
Facebook Marketplace, if you want to get your hands on it, guys.
Grace, your mic's on. I don't know why you stopped talking.
She's just shrugging.
Sam from Orange. Sam, what can't you do?
I cannot boil rice.
Boil rice.
I'm with you.
I agree with you, Sam, because I always get those ones where you just put them in the microwave.
It's not the same.
It's not.
Yeah.
But Sam, mine's...
not the same.
Are you got the same problem? Mine's either like way too gluggy or just too dry?
Yeah, and mine just turns into clag glue.
But God, you're good at making glue though, Sam. Isn't that true?
That, I feel like I could sell the glue.
Sam, are you the same? I panic when I'm cooking rice and I also panic when I'm cooking pasta. I never know how much pasta to put in there.
Yeah, like what's the ratio?
Who knows? I don't think anybody knows. I don't reckon.
You know what, Sam? I reckon this is something Kendall Jenner has never had to worry about.
Taylor from Hobart in Tassie. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Good, Tay. What can't you do?
I can't put on my false eyelashes or do my own eyeliner.
Oh, tell me about it. You can't put on your you can't put on your false eyelashes. I don't even know how to do that. So. Yeah,
I know, but every girl does, so I feel like I'm missing out or something.
Producer Grace, how do you go with the old eyeliner, fake eyelashes?
I'm actually very good at it. But I actually have a tip for Taylor. I find that it's in the glue when you're putting the eyelashes on. You need a good glue, like a Duo or something. Wait until it gets tacky and then put it on.
All right, well, Sam from Orange, can we borrow some of your rice if that's okay? So she can put it on her eyes. Sam?
Sorry?
Nah, don't worry, mate. Well, yeah, someone needs your rice so they can put use it as glue to put their eyelashes on, okay? Is that all right?
Absolutely. You know, just get it in like a little bottle. We could probably paint it on with the big soup spoon that I have to use to pick it up.
This is good. Sam and Taylor hanging out. We're solving problems.
Fixing problems.
We're a solutions-based show.
We are. Mary from Newcastle. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. How you going?
Good, Mary. What can't you do?
It's Marie, but I can't dive.
Well, I can't speak.
Look, Australia, apologies. We're going to do something here in the Jimmy and Nate Show that we don't usually do and we don't like doing, Producer Grace. We don't like replaying content.
No, we like, you know, the beauty of radio is how live it is and how much fun we can have with that.
And anything can happen at any time.
Yeah. Woo-ba-boo. Like that.
See? Oh, no, well, that was planned. You know, that was always good. Yeah, guys,
Jimmy says woo-da-ba-ba-boo. Look, no, we really do love doing live radio. We feel like that's the thing that radio still has. You know, nowadays there's podcasts, there's all that stuff, but it's not live. And the reason we want to replay is yesterday, for those that don't know, we do Hobart Breakfast Monday to Friday. And yesterday we did a wild goose chase.
Yeah.
Now, you can see this on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. Producer Grace, we were hiding in a hotel room asking people to call the show to guess where we were.
Yeah, we needed an exact location of where we were around the city of Hobart. We were there dressed as geese.
It took 6 hours. 6 hours we were on the air for.
24 hours in the hotel room.
Yeah,
because we had to get in there the night before so no one knew where we were. Mm. So the three of us in a hotel room in one bed dressed as gooses.
No, there were two beds.
Yeah, but we didn't use the two. That's the thing.
Yeah, we put all our luggage on one. There was a lady. There was a lady that called through because people had to guess. So there's a lady by the name of Annalise. Now, she guessed that we were in a hotel called the Movenpick, but you had to guess the room number. So everyone in Hobart figured out we were at the hotel because of Annalise. So then, and that was about midday. So about 3 hours later, someone else called. Now, someone else, Shauna, called and she guessed the room number correctly. Now you're going to hear the moment. Now, so you won't hear the moment she's won. You know how that works. It goes, you've won $10,000.
I play sound effects. Everyone goes, balloons. Yep.
Pretty much the same anytime any radio station gives it away.
Yep.
So we thought it was done. This is live on air. We've given away the 10,000. We were saying, so we're chatting to Shauna and she asks us a question.
Just a question.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Do you keep a log of past callers?
Do we keep a log of past callers?
Yeah.
You mean like winners or people who've called?
No, people who rang in today.
I mean, I think you can go into the system, but we haven't kept it today. Like, there's just been people calling.
Why is that, Shauna?
Because there was a lady, I think her name was Annalise, and she got through twice, and she was the first person who guessed the Movenpick, and she was really needing the money, and I wondered if I could give $2,000 of it to her.
Oh, my God.
You are correct.
It's your money. Yeah, you can do whatever you want with that, Shauna.
Yeah, well, if she rings into you, she can have $2,000 of it because $8,000 is fine.
Shauna, you can tell Annalise what's happened.
Annalise, I won the 10 grand, but I want to give you 2 grand of it. You sounded like you needed... You sounded like you needed a break, mate.
Yeah, oh my God, yes I do.
Annalise, what do you want to say to Shauna?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
This is the, how bad I needed this is we can't even afford to eat weekly at and the I, moment. That's so
I got that impression from your voice, so I thought if I won this and I made a deal with myself that if I got through and I won it, I would give you 2 grand.
Thank you so much.
Guys, oh, that is phenomenal. I'm blown away.
I'm going to cry again.
No, listening to that back, it's very emotional.
Oh, my
Producer
God.
Producer Grace was an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It just, it's moments like that. This is why we do radio. I mean, we were saying we don't like replaying stuff because we like live radio. Mm. That was live. We were having this conversation. We thought we'd given away the $10,000. And there, that moment, you know, Shauna just, you know, it's like, you guys keep a list? I had no idea that was going.
Honestly, it could have gone 300 different directions. And then Producer Grace, as quick as I've ever seen her, you wildly went and got Annalise back on the phone with hundreds of people still calling. And we had that moment where we weren't even involved in it. It was just two people talking. Talking to each other, and what a stunning radio moment it was. Wow.
It was just a stunning people moment.
It was.
Shauna could have easily just been like, amazing, I've won that 10 grand and just gone off and lived the rest of her life having 10 extra grand in her pocket. And she went, no, I made a deal with myself. I'm going to see that through, and I really want to give this money to Annalise. And it was just magical. I was speechless.
It was. Magical is a great word.
You see so much stuff in the news, and you sort of lose faith with humanity a bit. I don't know. Yeah. I do at times. I'm just like, what is wrong with people? And then moments like that, you're like, it was more than radio. It was about life, and it was that, wow, this person won $10,000, and pretty much as soon as we'd given it away, she was like, hey, can I? Yeah. For one of those times in my radio career, I really was lost for words, and it warmed my heart. Again, I'd love if you get a chance today. I know we make a lot of jokes on the show, and we plug our Instagram, but if you do get a chance at Jimmy and Nath on our Instagram, please watch that video. It is the last video we posted, and it's... Yeah, it's such a heartwarming moment and just love it.
Absolutely. In Australia, we hope you understand why we wanted to replay that around the country. We think it deserves some national attention. A beautiful moment between two radio listeners, Shauna and Annalise. Head to our Instagram if you want to see it, guys. Do you want to talk to you about a primary school in the States? They have unfortunately screwed up pretty bad on Mother's Day after they gave their young students flowers to give their mums, which is beautiful, but not knowing that inside the flower was lacy red sexy underwear. Lacy red sexy underwear. And they had no idea.
So, inside the what?
Inside the flower. So they were fake flowers. They thought they'd just bought all these fake flowers for kids to go home and give to their mums.
But I was trying to imagine underwear in a flower and my head just went to a bag of flour.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, no.
How do you hide underwear in a flower?
No, well, it was like a rose, a fake rose with a fake top. Essentially, so you took the top of the plastic rose top off, and underneath it revealed a red lacy G-string that these primary school kids were giving. So we're talking like ages, what, 5 through to
11.
11.
It's not what you want, is it?
Coming home to give their mothers red lacy underwear.
I mean...
Provided by the school.
Dads everywhere were stoked.
Oh, absolutely. There was no complaints from the dads. The school was only made aware about this, understandably, when parents began calling the school after receiving the flowers. Again, not any dads. The school has since said they will take steps to ensure this doesn't happen again, and are not sure how it happened.
I feel like...
Enrollments in the... Dads putting their kids into this school through the roof. All right, little Billy, we're moving school.
Why, Dad?
My dad would have been like, can you get 8 roses? Just...
I feel like that needs to be clearly labelled on a
100%
product that you purchase.
So obviously they've just bought these plastic roses in bulk and not realised what kind of roses they were. But no one's had a good look at them. Like, surely it would have said like undie roses on it or something. Like, it's a weird stitch up by a company.
Nothing says I love you like giving your partner an undie rose. Now available at Kmart.
Here's what I want to do. 13 10 60. Obviously, we just had Mother's Day. This would happen a lot on certain different occasions. When did you get the gift really wrong? I know I've received a few garbage gifts before. We've spoken about it before. My my auntie gave me a Kenny t-shirt once
from South Park.
No, Kenny as in the Shane Jacobson, oh. Kenny.
Oh.
The what was he?
The toilet guy.
Toilet guy. Is a plumber? Was he a plumber? Or a...
I've never seen the movie, yeah. I'll be honest.
I have, unfortunately.
Why did she get you that?
I don't know. She thought I loved it. Absolutely. As you guys know, no, I don't love that movie. I think he's a plumber or a sewage guy or something. Got me a T-shirt with Kenny on the front, Shane Jacobson as Kenny. And then partnered with that, I got a Mickey Mouse mug.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was 25.
Is that okay? Are we looking for like getting the gift absolutely wrong, or just like
I'm happy for both?
You consider bad gifts,
yeah, bad gifts, or getting the gift completely wrong? Because in terms of getting the gift completely wrong, I once thought I got my partner Meg a beautiful bracelet, and I spent so long getting it, gave it to her, and then her face was like, "Oh," and I go, "What?" And she goes, "I've got 3 of these bracelets."
Hmm. Mm. Must be nice.
Do a bit of research, right?
Yeah, just have a look at her wrist once.
Just open the jewelry box. There's one story that stands out for me. If you're asking me when do you get the gift wrong, and it wasn't me, it was an ex of mine, and it was her 21st birthday, sure. And one of her friends got her a, how can I describe this?
An adult toy.
An adult toy.
Yeah.
It was a gag gift. Mm. It was very big. Mm. It was like size of my arm.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, geez. Baby's arm holding an apple.
And yeah, it was a gag gift. Now, what this is, my friend and my ex didn't know, is that they were opening the presents as a family.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Was this birthday or Christmas?
21st birthday.
Oh.
And grandma was there.
Grandma was there.
You don't want
to explain that to grandma.
And Nan's like, I got 4.
No. Grandma said to her sweet little granddaughter who just turned 21, does that fit inside of you?
Oh no. Lovely from
Nan. Well, she's got questions.
She did.
And that's fair.
And that's a great Nan question.
There was a lot of bonding going on. Dad was very upset. I did not help the situation. Could you imagine I was egging Grandma on to ask more questions?
Of course you would have been.
I thought it was hilarious.
I love it. I love every moment. I wish I was there.
But that to me was the, when I think, when did you get the gift wrong?
Yeah, I love that. All right, well, let's go to the phones. 131060, when did you get the gift really wrong, guys? And we just asked the question, 131060, when did you get the gift really wrong? This is after a primary school. They really screwed up on Mother's Day, giving their young students flowers to give to their mums, but didn't know that inside the flower was some lacy red sexy underwear. A few complaints went back to the school that day.
It's weird. They had all the complaints from the mothers, but the fathers just...
No, somewhere. Well, what's the website? How can I get some more? Stacey from Melbourne. Hello, Stace. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Stace. When did you get the gift really wrong?
First job straight out of school. I worked for a prestigious legal firm.
Mm.
One Christmas time, we had to do Kris Kringle. Nobody knew who the gift came from. I drew one of the partners, which was great.
Mm.
He acted like a child sometimes, so I bought him colouring pencils. Only to find out that he was colourblind.
Oh, Stace.
Yeah, it didn't go down too good.
Oh. But it was secret, Santa, so no one knew.
No one knew, but few people did.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
You still work there, Stace?
Nope.
Brad from Melbourne. G'day, Brad.
What's cracking, lad?
Oh, you know, mate, just doing a bit of Saturday morning radio. What about you?
Butter.
What about you, Braddy?
Yeah, just driving along. Oh,
listen to us, just a couple of cobblers hanging out. Brad.
How's traffic this morning, Brad?
Very well, very good.
Oh, that's good. Saturday morning traffic.
Bring we start getting Brad do traffic reports. Brad, how is it out there?
Yeah, it's all right. It's good. I love Brad. Brad, when did you get the gift really wrong?
So we did a Kris Kringle, a $5 or $10 Kris Kringle. Everyone chucks it in and everyone just pulls a random one out and that's your gift.
Mm.
And I was always that kid that buy the most stupidest presents you could believe for $5 or $10. Anyway, I bought a how horny are you mood ring. and my Nana was the one who pulled it out.
Oh.
And she had dementia back then.
Mm.
And she thought it was just a magnificent ring because it changed colours, and she actually wore it, and it was just a big family joke because she was wearing a how horny are you mood ring.
Okay, so she wore it all the time, and Brad, I'm sorry to ask this question, but how horny was she based on the ring?
It was very bright red, so I'm guessing that was very horny.
Merry Christmas, man.
Producer, my God.
Nathan.
Everyone wanted to know.
No, they did not.
They did. Everybody want. If Nan's wearing the horny ring, you what? We can't just leave that.
Grace is my. She's outside answering phones, but all I saw was Grace throw her hands up and go, Nathan! You can't ask
everyone
that!
Wanted to know that. 100%. All right, Chris from Frankston. G'day, Chris.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Did you hear us chat about the ring just then?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I heard the ring.
Would you have wanted to know what colour the ring turned when Nan wore it?
Yes.
To be fair, Nathan, not what you asked. You didn't say what colour the ring turned. You went, how horny is your grandma?
Okay, maybe I asked the wrong question.
Yeah.
All right, Chris from Frankston. Chris, when did you get the gift really wrong?
For Mother's Day, when I was younger, I bought my mum a wizard statue. Cost me a fortune. She goes, I don't know why you ever bought me this. It's the worst Mother's Day present you've ever bought me. And she kept it because every year she rubs it in my face.
So just to remind you now about the wizard statue.
Yeah.
So what? How big is it? Just a statue of a wizard? It doesn't do anything?
Doesn't do nothing. It's this grey. I look at it now and I think this is the ugliest thing you could possibly buy. It's about 40 centimetres tall, about 10 centimetres wide. So it's not something small. And she just keeps it floating around the house and it appears every Mother's Day. And it is just horrendous.
Chris,
and yep.
Why did you think that was a good gift?
Look, I was a kid. I thought wizards were cool. I thought Mum might like it.
Did you just buy a gift for yourself and went happy Mother's Day?
Well, I don't know at the time, but I'm starting to think more and more so.
How old were you, Chris, when you bought the wizard statue?
Look, it took me 2 months to save up for it. And I reckon I would have been about 12, 14.
I actually love it now. 2 months to save up for the wizard statue. Honestly, Chris, I reckon she hangs it. She keeps it around because she actually secretly likes it. Chris?
Oh, no, she hates it.
Jim, we are live around our beautiful country and there are so many stunning places we're broadcasting to. But here's the thing. Here's the catch, guys. The bosses at the station never gave us a list. They never told us where we are talking to, which is why we do this.
Jimmy and Nathan run in the land down under. During the show, the boys have thunder. Yeah. Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know, they wanna know.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Very simple, guys. 13, 10, 60. Oh, we have a dance to that song as well, which is really nice, isn't it, that we do off air. 13, 10, 60.
And it will stay off air.
For eternity.
All the good stuff happens off air, Australia. Apologies. That's what happens when you get three friends in a studio.
Absolutely, just hanging out. Isn't that right, Producer Grace? You love hanging out with your friends.
Sometimes.
13,
Grace
10.
Loves it. Love, loves it.
I do love you both.
13, 10, 60. This is very simple, Australia. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to us right now? Jump on the phones, 13, 10, 60. Give us your town, give us your city, give us your suburb. Wherever you are, tell us why you love where you are, where you're listening to, so we can put you on the map. So everybody knows where you are and we can give some love to wherever you live.
Yep. Earlier in the show, we gave love to the people. Mm. Now we give love to the places.
Oh, people and places. Jimmy and A.
If A radio boss didn't hear that and doesn't shoot me an email going, well done, Jim, I give up.
Surely one. All the content and program directors out there, that's what they're called.
Yeah. We've got bloody 40 of them.
Surely somebody goes, that's great, guys. Use it in the tagline. Yeah.
They love the people. They love the places. It's Jimmy and A all across Australia.
Oh.
I could do the VO.
Watch, that'll be in the opener next week. All right, 13, 10, 60. Where the bloody hell are you, Australia? Jump on the phones. We want to put you on the map. We'll do it next. It's Jimmy and A.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, it's a very simple question. 13, 10, 60. Where the bloody hell are you, Australia? The bosses never gave us a list, Jim, which is why we like to put people on the map. Show us why you love where you are.
Yep. Look, we might even go again tomorrow. We've only been doing it Saturdays at the moment.
And the phones are going bonkers.
Yeah. We'll give it another run. So if you do not get through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're checking grammar with me, yeah. Mate. I'm just as bad as you.
Yeah, if you can't get through on the phones, we will do it again tomorrow on the show.
And also, if you're hearing us, you can message us on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath as well. If you don't have the ability to call through, we can still give you some love through the Instagram. So go through
there. Yeah, because we're putting there'll be another map some stage.
God, the map. The mysterious map.
Hey, there is a map up. They just take a couple of months.
Ronnie. Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, we're good, Ronnie. Where the bloody hell are you?
Between a rock and a hard place. Literally.
Literally,
the river. Yeah, the rock. The rock. It's on the Albury-Wagga line on the Olympic Highway and Albury-Wodonga. So I'm on the main Olympic Highway at Yarrong Creek.
At Yarrong Creek.
And what's Yarrong Creek known for? What's it got?
Oh, it's got a beautiful bowling community club. It's got a Chinese historic crossing down there. Ronnie, I've only been here for about 12 months.
Oh, you're fresh to it.
Are you a member of the bowls club, Ronnie?
Yes, I am, actually, yes.
So if we come there, if we visit, could we go maybe bowling with you?
I don't bowl.
Oh.
We could bowl for the first time together, Ronnie.
Oh, I suppose we could, yeah.
We get T-shirts made, uniforms made.
I don't know about that. I've only just started working. T-shirt, yeah.
All right, let's lock that in.
A few sherbets at the bowls club at Yarrong Creek.
What do you reckon?
There's also a camping ground attached to the side of it. So there you go. Your accommodation's taken up. Bring your swag.
Bag of swag with Ronnie.
Bag of swag.
I love that, Ronnie. All right, let's go to young James. Hello, James. How are you?
Good.
James, where the bloody hell are you?
Richmond Vale.
Sorry, say that again, James.
Risdon Vale.
Yeah, and what's good about Risdon Vale?
Sorry, where is Risdon Vale, James?
Risdon Vale.
Well, yeah. We were looking for Tasmania. We shouldn't have asked. We knew.
But I mean, thank you, James.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Just want to get the name out, boss.
You got a little crush on James, producer Grace.
I love James. He's great. He calls the show all the time. He's fantastic.
Yeah, good on you. Risdon Vale, beautiful place.
It is. Going to tell us about the skate park.
The skate park.
Well, James, if you're still there, mate. Risky going back to him, but we're going to try this.
That's this show. Hey, James, have we still got you there?
Yeah.
Do you love the skate park, James?
Yeah.
Do you want us to come visit?
Do you remember me?
Can we go with you?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to, James. How about that?
In your costumes.
In our costumes. What costumes would you like? Goose costumes?
The geese.
Don't explain that.
If you want to know what that means.
Yeah, actually, you're going to be a big fan of the show. Look, it is time for the show rating. This is how we finish each and every show. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. This morning, I'm giving it a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah,
why? I just can't quite put my finger on it. I just feel like it was a lot of highs. There were a couple of lows.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I think I brought the lows, to be honest, but that's all right. I'm going to give it
you didn't bring the lows.
I'm going to give it a 9.
9 out of 10.
Yeah. Because I'm backing myself.
Okay. Nice. I'll back you in with an 8, Jim. I reckon 8 out of 10, which is fine.
Any reason why?
No, there is absolutely zero reason why.
It's hard to put a finger on it, isn't
it? No, it's impossible to put a finger on why.
We can't point at anything, anyone.
No reason why it wouldn't be a 10.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.